Olam will be hit, but the Asach Yidin of the Zalzel, for one of the reasons that I feel people in the Zalzel, they don't realize this halacha A exists, and B, if it does exist, how chomor it actually is. So again, I apologize that the Marmikoinis today are not up to scratch. I'm doing it from memory. I didn't intend on giving this shir. I don't know, giving through the series of shavings or whatever. I've got some mood to be shir for tomorrow, brother. But that will get to tomorrow. Some great stories also. Great halacha, the mice, and choshe mishpot. Tomorrow, we're learning choshe mishpot. That's a different shayla. Oh, but today, Rabbi, I want to speak in a gemara. Very kedai to know this halacha, Rabbi Yisai. There's a gemara in Psochim daf kuf tes vov omer aleph. The gemara in Psochim daf kuf tes vov omer aleph says as follows. Dov kol dover hatibul b'mashke tzorich netilas yadai. Any item, and I quote, any item that is dipped into a liquid requires netilas yadayim. And I both say, before we go on to these halachas, which as we know are written in Chayes and Kuf and Ches, Sibdalet and Sibhei over there, is a zoy. There's a moyotik a zoy HaKadosh. The etzim is pulled down the many behetim in Chayes and Kuf and Ches. The zoy HaKadosh tells us, the etzim is a gemara also, called a mezalzel b'netilas yadayim, and you're going to love this one. Not only that, says Chazal, kol ha-mezalzel b'netilas yadayim, you will be placed in Nidoi. I mentioned this yesterday. You will be placed in Chayim for 40 days, of which all of those 40 days your tefillah will not be answered. Your neshama, when it goes up every single night, b'yadoyach idmuchi, that we say before we go to sleep, will not be allowed into Shamayim. And all this, says the Behetim, one of the page in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Kufrul Chasin Aruchayim, is included in someone that's mezalzel in Metilas Yadayim. Now, Abdullah, one chelik of mezalzel in Metilas Yadayim means he doesn't wash when he should be washing, or even if he does wash, he's not medactic to make sure where the water goes to, b'choli, b'choli, b'choli. Those are other halachas, Ayin Simon, Kosabu, Kosabu, Anuk, Rubeicha. We're not getting into all the Mamakonis now. But Etzem, kol mezalzel in Metilas Yadayim is included. It's what we call tibul v'mashke. Now, when you say, let me just give you a couple of examples, and you'll see how practically halachically negeah this halacha is. Number one, when you say, again, oh, we're going to get to all. Promise, moving halacha again. The klal is azoy. The klal is anything that is dipped into a liquid, you are chayy to do netilas yadayim. So, for example, oh, do you have to wash before you eat schnitzel? Now again, about that we're not discussing washing for bread when you eat schnitzel, like Rabbi Yashu said, right? They asked which Rabbi Yashu, what bracha do you make on a schnitzel? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Who eats a schnitzel stand? You wash, and you sit down, you eat bread, and then about in the middle of the meal, you eat some schnitzel. Somebody sits down on a plate of schnitzel? You never heard of such a thing in your life. Rabbi Yashu never heard of it. Every year, and do you have to wash on a schnitzel? It's dipped in oil. You have to wash on an apple or a bunch of grapes that have been washed under the water sink, water tap, whatever. Three, do you have to wash when you dip a piece of challah into whiskey, like the Alta Eden, or a sugar cube last night somebody asked me. Or for example, when you put a biscuit into tea. And these are things what we call tibul mamashke. It's been the tabel, it's dipped into a liquid. Sorry? Chocolate and coffee. Any example you want. All I know is there's a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim does not say kol pri. The Gemara in Psochim tkuf tes vavu when Aleph tells us kol dover, anything. So Rabbi said there's a very, very big nafkimin over here.
Yourself in a mikvah.
Dip yourself in a mikvah. Yeah, but are you going to eat yourself afterwards? Probably not. And therefore it's from the game. But it is a good question.
You would be able
now,
to wash.
Yes. Now let's move on. Let's wash for practice. Let's begin by saying how this halacha is extremely again. Start number one. Number one, the Gemara tells us that every single thing that's dipped in mashke is mukhiyav and it's in his hedayim. The halacha of Maisa, paskin the shulchan aruch as a kuf mechesi davzikay. And Rabbanan, we paskin the halacha like this Gemara, and the neila kol dover shadibu b'mashke requires the tilas hedayim. The question is, when was the last time you saw someone?
Because I didn't.
Well,
then apples or fruits.
Somebody was dipping wafers in the basement. I have to be honest with you. I just ate an apple just before I came. I didn't wash.
You need to find a way to apple.
And Nachanami, let's speak it out. Note, if I'm telling you what I did, it's probably not wrong.
Okay.
laugh, especially when it's on tape. Anyway, let's move on. How come nobody does this? And the answer to this question was asked by none other than the Lechem Chavudos, wrote down in the Magen Avraham, Tzikart and Hay, in Siman Kuf and Ches. But it goes as follows. The Magen Avraham, you know, I've got a better idea. We'll start with the Taz. Let's start with the Taz. Who doesn't know this Taz? There's a Taz in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Reish HaYegel. Since the Taz in Reish HaYegel, I do apologize. I told you the notes, I'm just going for whatever. Remember, so the Pasha, don't excuse me if it doesn't, you know, whatever. Bekitza, the Taz in Reish HaYegel has a Moedic Akasha, Karapas. Who doesn't wash their hands, Ulchatz, before they do Karapas on Seder Nacht? What's Karapas? Is you take a vegetable or whatever your minig is, you dip it into salt water, and you eat it. Before we do that, most minig of Klal Yisrael, at least Ashkenazim, for sure, is all the family wash their hands. Why do we do that? And Achanami, about Ganesh, 100%. But I will explain why.
Oh, just the father wash
their hands. Different minhagim. Some people the whole family, some people do the father. What does it make a difference now? Most people in Klal Yisrael do it. Why do we do it? Dover Shetibol B'mashke. Listen to the kasha of the Taz.
Well, I thought it was symbolic, because they...
That also, that's a second reason. There's two reasons pulled down. One is because you want the kids to ask. The other reason is because Dovah Tishtibu B'mashke. Says the Taz, Man Mishkana Halaylo Hazeh Mikol Alayna.
This is also Taz.
Says the Taz, what's going on? Tonight, everybody's machme. Every other night, the whole year, nobody cares. Says the Taz, before we answer, let's see what the Taz says. Says the Taz, Boshet. Maybe you'll tell me, because Pesach is a... Mumachme day, it's a little shimurim. When Mumachme, he says, if so, then Aseres Yimei Tshuva, when we're also Mumachme, and we do things during Aseres Yimei Tshuva that we don't do during the year, for example, Machma Paspalta, so why doesn't the same halacha also be Machma Tibu B'mashke? And the Taz blives Tzorich, Ian, why does the world be Mekel? Comes along the Lechem Chamudois, in the Magen Avraham, Vun Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun and Chesed says as follows. You know that the whole Olam is Mekel. You know why? Tosfos in Pesachim says as follows. Tosfos in Pesachim says, what is the reason why we do Matilis Edayim before we eat A, bread, and B, was the yield to us, anything that's dipped in the water? Zogt the Magen Avraham, Zogt the Lechem Chamudai, Zogt Tosfos, because of Tumah. Hilchos Tumah, when you make a mashka, Tommy, and you tap the mashka with your finger, you're then going to make in turn your entire body, Tommy. And therefore, we don't like to make people vomit. Says the Lechem Chamudim from the Magen Avraham. Nowadays, we're all Tommy, and we don't care for Tommy. Therefore, the whole Olam is Mekel, because it's not a game. The whole Olam does not play.
Kohanim?
Not with Kohanim. People don't do it.
Well, Kohanim are still don't know the basic parts.
Yeah, but the house, Tommy, they're still Tommy.
They're not allowed to go there.
Why? Why don't Kohanim Machmer
that? That's the Lechem Chamudim. That's the Lechem Chamudim. Now, let's go to the Dinah. As Mimela, Zug the Magen Avraham, also bought by the way in the Shah's Jewish Eretz Svin, Chelik Beis, it's all the Bosna, Chashulchan, Mufush, is that Avada and Avada, the Oyo Mesmeikel. Oyo Mesmeikel. Now I spoke over to Choshua Poisik one time. I told you why, Tosfos. I spoke over one to Choshua Poisik once, and I said to him, why is the Oyo Mesmeikel? And he says to me, what are you talking about? In my family, we're not Mesmeikel. We keep the Halacha as a state. What is it, a state, Rabbi Yisai? I'm not going to go through the answer list now. I don't want to bore the oilum. Rav Rishonim hold, not like Tosfos. And even though we're not machmir, and Hilchos Tumah nowadays, or we can still have to be machmir in this halacha. I was going to pass the Rashi, for example, and the Riv, maybe the Riv in the town, Rashi, it's brought down, Rabbi Yisai, Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down Magen Avraham, it's brought down the Taz, it's brought down Kavachayim, it's brought down Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down the Mishnah Brura, Halacha Lemaisa, it's brought down in the Chayi Odom, it's brought down Echsos HaShulchan, begins a couple of names that come to my head just now. It's the Maisa that they hold that a Vada person should be Machmir. And the Mishnah Brura, Halacha also is masking that the Olam is Nekel, but you should be Machmir. Meaning, when you're dealing with the Shaila Dvom Shetibul B'mashke, you should be machmeh and you should keep the following halacha. Because if you don't...
Dip is mashke.
I'm going to get to that. Because if you don't, you're considered someone that's called a mezalzel benetilas yodayim. Shem Yerachim is someone that's mezalzel benetilas yodayim. That's our website. We want to speak out the next 2 minutes now. Some halacha lemaisa on Dvar Shetibul B'mashke. Again, like I said to you, the minig ha'olam, ich bin maskim, as I shtet Magen Avraham, as I shtet Noruch HaShulchan, Mishagur Blatzazoy, is to be nekel. Oba, your father should be machmir.
bishop in tower.
Chashim in tower, a tzaddik should be machmir. Is it my sense of it?
What does it mean, tibble b'mashke?
First of all, I've got the first question.
What means a mashke? Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. And see, you know what a mashke means? One of Zion mashke. One of the seven liquids that cause something to mekabel tuma.
What are they? Yad, Shochat, Dam. Yad, Shochat, Dam. Now let's go through them one by one. These are the seven liquids that cause contamination to a food. It's more famously, I'm sure the Olam over here knows it from the Prima Godim, the Rechaim, at the beginning of the Semeshul Chof, that goes in Hechus Chita, or what we're going to discuss in Hechus Chita, is the Dayamak upon it. It's the Maisa, Yad, Shochat, Dam, as follows. Yud. Yayin, wine. Wine, it does not only mean real wine, it means grape juice, it means cognac, it means anything that is made with grapes like that is included in Yayin. They asked once from Shammai Groshli to the Belz of Dayin the following kasha. And they said like this, I have a plate of grapes. A plate of grapes is dry, everything is dry. I didn't wash the grapes, so I've got no shayla to wash my hands. Problem is, a couple of grapes sometimes at the bottom get split, they explode, they get crushed, whatever. And you've got that juice of the grapes oozing out. So they ask from Shammai Groshli, is that included in Dorosh Tibbul B'mashke? Is that wine? Is that grape juice? He said, Avada it is. So maybe that grape over there is going to be Dorosh Tibbul B'mashke. Says the Mishnah Brura, even if it's only a little bit wet on one side, you have to wash for the whole thing. Even if it's only a little bit wet on one side. So again, that's Yayin, Yad Shachadam, Yayin. Dalet.
I was trying to do something in blood. Yeah.
Dvash, blood we'll get to, you're saying right also. Dvash, by the way, does only mean dash, the volume that is beyond.
What are the words?
Yad, Shochat, Dam. We'll get to each one as it is. So again, this is what we're holding now?
Dvash.
Dvash means a bee honey, no other honey. Shochat, shin, is shemen. Shemen means only shemen. So, we're going to get to the levels. Shemen means shemen zayis. That means, anytime you take a donut and you fry it in olive oil, and that donut is wet when you eat it, you hide to do it until it's a dime. Remember this, the Machanek,
you
last year, make it mezoinus, the Savada, even though you wash it.
Just wash your hand and make it.
But he said, for these halachas, you never make a shekel de shalim mitzvah zavana on the dime. Why? Because Tosfos tells us on the gear, suffer brachas lohakel. So you'll never make a bracha until it's a dime on this halacha.
What bracha spread do you make?
Whatever the food is. Let me do that.
But first, I'm going to go. Wash your hands twice.
Yeah, regular lochos, yeah.
Right.
Whatever you do for bread, you do here, as a Paschim Mishnah Brucha. It is a shulchan that don't have
a minute command,
it's a different thing. It's a shulchan. We're going to get to that.
Why do you wash bread?
It's a different chant. No, we're going right. I like to stick with the program. Yeah. Next, where are we holding? We have Shachat, Ches.
Chuchel Chesed. Chumus.
Choses.
And therefore, yogurt. If you dip biscuits or a fruit into yogurt and you put it inside, you put it into leaven, you put it into that's a dover shetibul b'mashke, a dover b'mashke requires until it's a diet.
That's very, very
good
at yogurt.
Where are we holding? Shochat. Tess. Tess is? Tal, which is in English, dew. Isn't it again? So if you put your food outside for the morning, and it will become some beautiful dew. Comes along the Chazon Ish with a mighty dikazach.
Dew is water.
Isn't the Chazon Ish?
Yeah.
Chazon Ish says when you take out food, the way I say, you take food out of the fridge, often it has on it a little bit of condensation, a bit of wetness to it. Isn't the Chazon Ish? That is Tal. The name of the feed the Chazon Ish. That's a dovish and tibble b'mashke, so it's until it's a dime, ain't no chelek.
Spend everything in your fridge.
Wow. Oh, wow, what?
I don't know
why.
Ain't no chelek to them, what? Huh? Oh. In Eben Yisrael, Shad and Shubit and Chelek Chesed, it has both, is chelek on this halacha, and he dying is no, that Avadu, when you take it out of the fridge, and it's basically dry with a little bit of condensation, that's Peseda Gom. What are we holding? Shachat. Damn. Dalet is,
what
you said, dam. It means blood, that means if you theoretically would dip your food into dam. So the post-cum over here
goes
through
dam.
Liver.
Very good. So the only asked Dan is kasha, and we're going to vote if you've got him, what's going on over here? So the answer of Fitri Rutsin. Terence number one is someone who's allowed to eat dam for Pekorach Nefesh reasons, okay. Tellus number two, which is more negeya, is if you dip one side into it and you eat from the other side. So you're not actually eating from the dam, but you're still according to this dam. Why? Because it's a dovish to be mashke, like we said, the Mishabu says, before she could be ches and come with goyves and sit down and say, hey, and even if one part is wet and you only have the other part as the maisa, you still have to intend to die. And the last one is?
Mine.
Holding.
Mine.
Mine. Mine, by the way, does not only mean pure water, it means any water that was mixed with anything else. That means any petel, tea, coffee, Coca-Cola, any of these things are nichal in mine and memela. Whatever gets matubal in that, bang, gets that locha on,
chiyuv
tinis adayim. All the questions that we're asking about it, we're going to get one by one. B could be included as well. Now, let's go on weiter. So again, now we know which liquid is.
Basically, anything. It's nothing that we don't have to ask for.
Now, the halacha is, it has to be according to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, only something that is metubal in one of the Zayin Mashkin. If you dip something in orange juice, or you dip it in pure apple juice, pure orange juice, or pure apple juice, then it will not require a tzitzit adayim to kulei alba, because it's not something that's machshel l'tuma, it's not one of the Zayin Mashkin, which mentioned the Bimigodim in Shemichof, for example, is the Maisa, that's the reason why that would be mutter. Now, what's called Matubal B'mashka? Number one, how wet does it have to be for Matubal B'mashka? Very important halacha, we're going to cancel out most of the cases that Pesach was worried about. Number one, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have something that was washed and you eat it when it is wet, how wet does it have to be? Tefer Amanas Natfiyah, which you always explain to me, when you touch this apple on the outside of the wetness and you put it onto the table, if the table will become wet, that means the apple is enough wet to be called a Dovish Adibal B'mashka, and therefore your Chayv Adatil is a dying. However, says the Shulchan Aruch Mufurish and Sibalit, that if you have something that was wet when it was washed, for example, you get a bowl of grapes or some fruit, and the guy who gave it to you washed it originally, right now it's dry, it's 100% mutter to eat without the tzitzit adayim.
You
don't
wash for you,
though. You don't have to wash for you.
I want to, though. I want to wash for
you. If you want to wash, you can do whatever you want.
Now, I put
thread
of the water before
eating. So, if right now when you're eating it, the fair amount of tzitzit adayim, if not, it doesn't. Simple answer.
Is it called dipping in if you pour tap?
No, but we're going to get to it. But first, explaining how wet does it have to be. How wet to fair amount of tzitzit. If right now it's dry, or it's only a little bit moist, that will not make something else wet. It is not a dovish adibul b'mashke, does not require an tzitzit adayim. There's an unbelievable tshuva from Rav Ozdin Shevet Halevi, Chemik Yud, Simon Tezvov, Sikot Ngimel. Says the Shevet Halevi like this. Someone came to him and asked him a following eitzah. And this basically refers to a story that he does himself in his house. And that is, when he gets a wet fruit, or anything else that's wet, he just dries it. Once you dry it, you don't have to wash it. That's a really good cooler for those that want to be mapped within this halacha, like we said, is the Pesach of the Taz, in some Meshach, given Echos Pesach, and the Morgan of Bob over here, and the Chashukhan, the Chayodim, the Gav Shukhan, and the Kavacham, the Mishabur, that a Vanwa person should be mapped for these halachas. And so, Neila, if you dry it, it's Mutal Chatzchila to do so. Now, there's another slide before we get to other things, very, very important. There's a Morgan of Bob in Simon Resh Nun Ches Sif Cotton Hay. The Morgan of Bob says as follows. The Magen Avraham says that Dovish Tibbul B'mashke is only by something that's normal to wash. For example, an apple, a bunch of grapes, all these sorts of things. Says the Magen Avraham, how about you have something that's not normal to wash? For example, a banana. No, take a banana. Nobody washes the outside of the banana, that's poshut. You peel the banana, nobody washes it. Now, let's say this banana fell down on the floor. So it's got some dirt on it, so I go over to the sink and I wash it. Is that called a Dovish Tibbul B'mashke?
Yeah, no.
What right there?
Now it turned into one.
No. No. I've never dipped.
You don't need to peel it.
The halacha is the Magen Avraham. This halacha that we just said, you're in this Pesach, I'm going to do one by one to cancel out most of the cases you could be making on. Remain with the Magen Avraham. Anything that's not normal to be dipped and to be washed is not called a Dovish Tibbul B'mashke, even if you wash it.
So if English people dip biscuits.
We'll get to biscuits in a moment. We'll get to biscuits in a moment.
Wait, a banana, you don't
need to peel it. A banana is mutter, even if you wash it, it's not called over. Orange, you peel an orange, you peel a clementine, a tangy, all these things that you peel. Nobody washes these things. If you come along and wash it, that's not a dovish shdim of mashka, and then you do not require it until it's a dying. Right?
Said you have to wash
busily,
it.
Busily. Bamba, rice cakes. Now, the halacha is basically the olam over here, which comes like Bacchus. The Gemara Bacchus in the third parable tells us. That's from the pasuk of Vachi Yutan, Vachi Yiten, Eish Einim Nusoyes, Eish Einim Mikro, whatever, we're going to the Inyan, is the Maisa. If water falls onto an apple, what's the halacha?
we shouldn't need to get an apple, and somebody splashes water. And in my case, it's a hot day, and I think, oh, that's geschmack, so I have water there, it makes it more cool, it makes it clean or whatever, it's nichel, it's happy, it becomes a dover shetub mashke, even if it happened by accident. When water falls onto my bizli, and onto my rice cake, and onto my bamba, and vadi not nichele, and therefore that's not called a dover shetub mashke, and therefore we're not required to do the dime, also because the Mogen Avraham says, nobody normally dips bamba into anything liquid. Now, the Oyla wants to know, Dovisha Tibul Bamashke, Gemara Tzachun Kutas Bobam, and Olaf tells us Tibul. What's a Tibul? That we know the Gemara Nchurim, the Mitzvot explains Tibul always means when you dip something inside. Therefore, what's the Alocha asked Dani, a Pasha de Kasha, when you open up the tap and you put your grapes underneath the tap? So the post come a Vada that's Nichon Dovisha Tibul Bamashke, and a Vada that requires the Tibis a dime as well. Why? It doesn't have to be dipped into water, it has to be rinsed, even for hygiene reasons only. Now, let's move on over side. Asaf nagei halacha lemaisa. It's like this. What's the halacha with A, a pickle and a kiddush, and B, a biscuit into coffee? Let's start number one with a pickle and kiddush. You go to a regular Israeli kiddush, you get yourself one of those slices of pizzas of Yerushalmi kegel, next to it comes what?
And a pickle.
So we don't have to discuss a bit as long as it's ikka b'toffel, or anybody knows we should base if I'm over there, whether or not it's ikka, whether it's toffel. We're not going into the yeshayis. Right, Danny? Posh it. Elamai, which halachas are we going into? Dovish tuba mashke. A pickle of kule almonds is a dovish tuba mashke, by the way. My kids already know. We have a pickle, and it's wet, and it's dry, and it's shy. And if it's wet, or dry, whichever one you want. My son seemed to go with the option was it drying it. I don't know why. Maybe in your house, in my house, make up for the problem whatsoever. Putting a dry towel and dabbing it on to make it wet.
How do you get a pickle dry?
Take a tissue!
It doesn't dry, it's still wet.
No.
Brother's towel.
Come and ask that sphere.
Brother's towel.
Try it, you'll see it.
No, dry.
Question's gone. Let me get back.
The whole idea of pickles that fills up.
What do you do over here, by the side? Says the halacha as follows. How about you eat something with a fork? How about a normal person, let's say an English fellow, now an English fellow goes to a shawarma shop, takes out his knife and fork, and he eats a shawarma with a knife and a fork. An English fellow that goes to a kiddush will eat the pickle with a knife and a fork. That's poshut. Israeli, I'm not saying anything bad, but Israeli will eat with his hands and eat it. So the male and Israeli will have to wash, and an English guy will not. Why?
Even if he uses his hand?
Who?
An English guy.
No, if you use his hand, they're not.
No, there are things in Mishabura,
I'm not going into it, it's a big long distance stick I'm not going into the Shaila now. Make a dinner by side like this, listen very carefully. Anything that's normally eaten...
When was the last time you were in England? Does things have changed?
What people... My mummy's been in England. Somebody once told me they were here in Israel and they saw an English fellow, I think it was, who was eating a shawarma with a knife in a fork. From there I took Shema Mino, this is Dominican England, unless you tell me otherwise. No? It's not.
That's for sure, we don't have
to. Let's move on. It's a great ship at Manchester, wow. They like combos over there. Let's move on. As Bekitsa, Zutnum are going to vote. If you eat something that's normally eaten with a fork, in other words, the normal way of eating this with a fork, then you do not require it as a dime, because your normal way of eating with a fork, for example, let's take a salad. You know how many salads are made with olive oil? Now, we don't cook generally with olive oil. You know, when you fry a schnitzel in oil, which oil are you using? Sunflower oil, canola oil, all sorts of oils, not olive oil. Therefore, a schnitzel or kula alba will not require until it's a diet beforehand, because it's not a dovish a dibble b'mashke. Masha'ein came. If you have a salad that was drizzled on it, olive oil, or water, vinegar, you know, all the ingredients of the salad dressing, this entire salad is a dovish a dibble b'mashke, and someone that does not wash is called a mazal and then zedayim.
If you eat with a fork, you don't have a problem.
If you eat it with a fork and it's normal to eat it with a fork, you do not require the zedayim.
What's the same with cereal?
When you say it's normal with a spoon. And a man I mentioned, it's cereal with a spoon.
When you say it's normal, there's a look of. If you're American and you eat a fork, be like, use your hands.
That's a problem.
Calm down.
Okay. Rabbi said, let's move on.
If you say something's normal, does it? It's normal, Derek is. Let's say to you with a fork. You change the normal derech.
No, I hear you saying. That's why I told you to Rav Shulchan Aruch, because Steve's a Mishabu about it. But the etzem, a similar lukuli alma is normal to have with a spoon.
And so if I use my fingers?
If you can't use your fingers, it could be a shayla.
If I use my fingers right now, today, the first time, last time. I don't need to wash.
Yeah, passion bottle, that is. Come again later. Let's go for Kent now. Let's go for Kent. How about if something is eaten normally with a hand, and you go today and eat it with a fork? It still requires the tennis of dying. Why? Because it normally is eaten with a hand.
One understands usually with the shmama you wash.
Wash it. Let's move on. Al pidis alocha bais, I want to give the oyum unbelievable kapachayim. Comes along the kapachayim and says like this. You take a biscuit and you dip this biscuit into tea. Which tea is the call it al machayim because it's doy zayimashkim, it's water, it's something that's makabul tumah, and the neida chayim is the day. When was the last time you saw someone that dips a biscuit in the tea washed in the day? You never did. Why? Little did he know, he's saying it on a kapachayim. Why? Kapachayim says like this. The whole yisoid of a gomish atibul b'mashkiz azoy is because when I take it and I touch it with my hand, I'm going to touch the liquid. Says the kapachayim, when you have a hot tea, nobody wants to touch the liquid. Forget. You take the biscuit, you put it in, you never go as far as your fingers go. And therefore, he wants the tightness and the longest. He wants the tightness like eating with a fork. Just like when you eat with a fork, you never touch the liquid. Mimela, when you dip a biscuit into a tea, it's like eating with a fork. And every now and then, there's a day.
Rabbit to the blood, you said he's not much touching the blood, and you said he does the
blood. Very good gasha. He's asking about excellent gasha.
He's touching the blood, he's not eating the blood.
No, I don't touch the blood. I dip a grape into blood, half, and I eat the other half of the grape.
Because he's touching the other half of the blood.
No, whatever, it's a big grape. Might have to get a carrot, make it up, whatever. The man said, check us, you can vowel your kasha. The answer is poshet. There, I'm holding the grape that I dipped in. Here the Kabachan learned the longest of a biscuit is I'm using a fork. That's the longest of the kapachayim. A fork that could arm, but even if you dip it in, will not require the tennis of
that.
But I want to ask them a question.
No, no,
no, no. I've got 2 minutes. If the normal way to eat it with your hands, and you come along and eat it with your fork, you still require the tennis of that. Al Pizera Boisa, I want to ask the Oilum an unbelievable for Kasha. You look at the Kray Kurdish and Simon Amates over there, and Chedit Beis and Beisa, he asked this Kasha, Bom Kasha. That's some apitosis in the Mivosh, and Mari Kash, again, I'm not going to do Mamakonis now, but I didn't bring any Mamakonis with me, but just whatever I remember. And he has as follows. We would see Pesach Frank of the Moedig Akasha. On Pesach, the halacha is when you dip karpas into the salt water, what we try and do is we try to dip the thing in with your hands, pick up the potato or the radish or whatever it is that you use, and the dafka, dip it in with your hands. Kidei, that is the put alma bin bichai, who is in Zedai.
I know about
comes along Chaim and says, Poshet a kasha. What's the kasha? Poshet.
It's a fork.
Oh! Anything that's the derech to eat with what? Well, a fork! Sorry to disturb you. Will not help to use your hands! Why? Because the normal of egg is to use a fork! If the normal of egg is to use a fork, what's going to help to use your hands? She says, why are you doing urchat before karpas?
It's a dafka to do it.
Because it's always a chef of a mashke. But if you're not Chaim and Debel Tibbe Mashke, why are you doing it? Elamai, he says in a chanami, Nel Shimurim, and the Mele Rechoyim with the Shitas, that the Acholuk on this program above, and therefore we're requiring the Tennis of. Or you could say Poshet. We're doing it, why? What do you mean for the kids to ask? I want to say that to Raya. Why are we dipping things in on Pesach? So the kids are going, I never saw a kid do this, right? I have kids and they ask questions, but they never asked, why are you doing that? You know why? Because the last 4 weeks in Cheder, they've been learning what Tati is going to do on Leila Seina. So when they see you dip these things in, when they see you take on and off the matzah, it's a normal thing to do, because that's what we learned in Cheder. And he never once said to me, hey, why are you taking off the food? Like he's supposed to do. Oh, I'll come on him, long again later. The Maisa, oh, so I want to say, so I want to go right. I want to be go right and then go in from this halacha of Pesach. One of the reasons why we take up a mashka as we do at Karabas is so that the kids ask. Now, if you do this on a regular basis, the kids ain't going to be asking, because it's a normal practice. LMI!
That's
normally during the year. You don't do it. Comes on Pesach, you do it. Then it turns back to Shashini. Rabbi Sai, one last kudu. Mamish, one last thing. Very, very important.
You never need to wash, though.
That's true, man, isn't it?
You said for the whole year we don't need to wash.
No, the minigah oiloch is to be makel. Rabbi Sai, the person who's trying to be machmed and try and try. One last kudu, Rabbi Sai, there's a mayonik a shulchan atoya. But I had to go in and come out now. And he brings over there mice, I'm just giving him a cat's over the mice, it's not a gay ass right now. And he brings a mice of a mice. A mice is someone that tells him Klal Yisrael is a terrible Russia. He was over on Kol Halachas of the Torah, except one halacha, the Tiddes Adayim. By him, the Tiddes Adayim was Kodesh HaKadoshim, every other bear in the world, took Leuch Batlin, he did it. The mice came in such a situation, I have to be the cat's of the mice,
And because he never had bread to eat, he was going days and days without food, and he told him, Kikwach Nefesh, your person's going to die. He said, I don't care, I need water to do it to this Adayim. There's only one place, he said, you can go, and that's through that forest over there. He told his attendant, the Shamash, do me a favor, go over there, go get me water. He said, you're crazy, that is known to be a forest, that if you walk in, you will never walk out. He said, I'm going in. He goes in there, all of a sudden he hears screams and fighting, he's gone. He's dead, bandits came along and they killed him. The Gantz Klal Yisrael started to make a Yom Tov. The Moisa is, we've got rid of Klal Yisrael, he's no longer here, we can celebrate, we want to do a bizarre to his goof, to show everybody what we do to a Moisa in Klal Yisrael. Shomayim was Megala. Put that in the verse. Put them in Fushin Shulchan Atayah. That the, he says that the Shomayim was Megala to the role of the community. Don't be mevaze his body, because his body, he was paskin the Shomayim for Olam Habav. He was Moisa Nefesh on the mitzvah of Tilis Adayim. And Tilis Adayim, so the Gemara Kap Mekoyimis that we know, for example, in Soitan and Cholim Becholim is kedusha. If a person is machme on the Tilis Adayim, the sons of Rome had 400 chumers on the Tilis Adayim. Because the Tilis Adayim is a Dovah Shul Kedusha. And a person has to realize, in a Chanam Maskin, the Minigah Olim is to be maker that we don't do the Tilis Adayim on this. Over! If a person can be makbid to either dry it or either wash his hands, such a small thing to do, that a person, what the Gemara says, is Kadosh Yevalai.